Welcome to the Infotainment Podcast initiating startup sequence.
Hi, my name is Randy, and the Infotainment Podcast will begin shortly. I will be your round mound of podcast sound, pound for pound, the best podcast around. I must say I'm a little burned out about talking about the Chinese virus that is disrupting the whole globe. There are about a billion other places you can get more comprehensive information than I can provide. And hopefully I will be able to find out some other stories for this podcast. I think people need some more interesting and weird information, because there are other things happening in the globe, but you wouldn't know that if you've been watching the news on television, both with a conservative bent and a liberal bent. So hopefully we can get through this. I will say one thing, though. Both sides of the aisle in Washington want a stimulus bill? Well, I would say just fucking get it done and stop adding shit that will cause problems. Both sides of the aisle, they just want all their own things on it with no input from the other side. If you want this done before 2021, get it fucking done so the president can sign it. Thank you. People are becoming more and more pissed about this. Well, it looks like if you want any other information besides the coronavirus, there isn't much to come by, which is not a laughing matter, but I did find this, that Google is putting Amazon Prime ads on Russia-backed sites spreading coronavirus conspiracies. New research revealed that 1,400 websites spreading misinformation across Europe have been funded to the tune of $76 million. Russia is deploying significant amount of junk information against the West to worsen the impact of the virus, a leaked EU document revealed Wednesday. Can't we make a bioweapon of this and just dump it right into the Kremlin while Putin is there? There's one guy that needs to be 6 feet underground, meddling in our elections, having people killed for his own benefit. Yeah, let's just drop a coronavirus loaded drone bomb right on the Kremlin. Researchers say Google advertising is paying them millions to do it. New research by the Global Disinformation Network has revealed they've been delivering fake news, websites spreading coronavirus conspiracy theories across Europe have been funded. More than 60% of the revenue coming from Google alone. $76 million by ad tech companies. Okay. Many of these websites are linked to the Kremlin or directly funded by the Russian government. Ads for many well-known, like Amazon Prime, Burger King, Mercedes-Benz, Samsung, Spotify, and Volvo, have been shown to readers next to stories, including the amplification of the conspiracy theory that the U.S. military brought the coronavirus to Wuhan. That Putin's just got to go away. Whatever happened to killing these people that are crap leaders of countries? And the CIA, can't they amend that and start doing it again? Companies like Google, Kritko, and Taboola allow brands to automate the way their ad appears online, promising to place and target the ads based on a user's previous online activity. According to EU's versus Disinfo, a group that monitors Russian disinformation, there have been almost 80 examples of coronavirus fake news in recent weeks. Yeah, we ought to say something about that shit to Putin and get that shut down. One example highlighted in the GDI report comes from Newsfront, pro-Kremlin disinformation site operating out from illegally annexed Crimea that publishes fake news in 8 languages. Well, there's a good spot for a drone bomb. A recent story published in its Spanish language edition claimed that the U.S. was blaming Russia for the coronavirus outbreak. Next to the story was an ad for American Amnesty International placed by Google Ad Services platform. Researchers say the results show that Google is not adhering to the spirit of the EU Code of Practice on Disinformation, a self-regulatory commitment the company signed up to in order to stop fake news-focused websites from generating revenue off the back of fake news. Here I kind of thought that Google was trying to help and, any way to make money. When Sputnik Armenia literally publishes things like this, suggesting that the novel coronavirus was created to instill an atmosphere of fear and panic and to control people's brains. Outright disinformation, plain as day. Brands are being led down by ad tech companies. These companies are not making significant efforts to ensure they're not funding fake news in the EU and beyond. Claire Melford, executive director of the GDI, said in a statement, Google did not respond immediately to a request for comment on the report's findings. Maybe Google should give up a few billion for making some PPE equipment off the money they make off of that fake news crap from Russia. The research also found that Kremlin-backed outlets like RT and Sputnik were among those spreading conspiracy theories, and the leaked EU report appears to back up that assertion. Beijing is pushing a conspiracy theory that the U.S. Army brought the coronavirus to China. No, somebody who ate a fucking bat brought it to that Wuhan wet market. According to a 9-page internal EU document seen by Reuters, a significant fake news campaign by Russian state media and pro-Kremlin outlets regarding COVID-19 is ongoing. Chinese virus. The Chinese virus. The overreaching aim of Kremlin disinformation is to aggravate the public health crisis in Western countries in line with the Kremlin's broader strategy of attempting to subvert European societies, the report said. Well, what else do they have to do? They don't produce anything. Gee, do they make smartphones there? Come on, Russia, do something useful. Overthrow your fucking leader that's a piece of shit. Trump's plan to fight coronavirus with a WW2-era malaria drug. And here the Mail says there will be a lot of heart attacks from using those drugs. I read in a story, China is now blaming a lone U.S. cyclist for the Chinese virus. Beijing is pushing a conspiracy theory that the U.S. Army brought the coronavirus to China. And you wonder why I'm calling it the China virus. Let's see, a man died after drinking a fish tank cleaner he thought would combat coronavirus. I'm sorry, I thought I was going to get off this topic, but all that's being talked about. He drank fish tank cleaner, and his wife thought the product was the same as the pharmaceutical drug that Trump's been touting as a potential game changer. An Arizona man and his wife is hospitalized after they purposely ingested a fish tank cleaning product they wrongly believed would prevent the novel coronavirus. The man and the woman in their 60s thought the product they used to clean their koi pond was the same as the potential pharmaceutical coronavirus treatment that has been touted by Trump. The cleaner's active ingredient was chloroquine phosphate, according to the Phoenix hospital that is now treating the wife, who was briefly in critical condition after drinking liquid. While the Trump administration has mentioned the pharmaceutical version of chloroquine, which is often found in anti-malaria medications as a potential unproven treatment for the China virus, there's been no mention of people making an at-home remedy of similar-sounding compound. And even the pharmaceutical version needs to undergo careful research before treating any coronavirus patients in the U.S. But the now sickened woman, who has not been named, told NBC News that the koi pond treatment product is already on her shelf when she heard that those drugs were mentioned by the president. Terrified of getting sickened by the China virus, she apparently acted without consulting a doctor, confused the product with a legitimate drug approved for treatment of malaria and lupus, and mixed it with another liquid before drinking it. I saw it sitting on the back of the shelf and thought, hey, isn't that stuff what they're talking about on TV? She told NBC News. Given the uncertainty around the China virus, we understand that people are trying to find new ways to prevent or treat the virus. But self-medicating is not the way to do this, said Daniel Brooks, medical director of Phoenix's Banner Health Poison and Drug Information Center. The last thing we need right now, overrun our emergency departments with patients who believe they found a vague and risky solution that could potentially just jeopardize their health. In its medication form, chloroquine has had limited anecdotal success in treating coronavirus. Well, China virus sickened research subjects in South Korea, France, and China. Even though there's not yet sufficient evidence that the chloroquine drugs would help stem a global pandemic. I also read something that said that Germany has had very few deaths regarding this. I wonder what the deal is with them compared to the rest of the world. But consumers hearing of any potential cure, even if devoid of important context, are nonetheless trying to get their hands on chloroquine. Panic buying has spurred widespread shortages of the drugs are just as well known, according to the Wall Street Journal. Nigerian health officials have reported that hospitals are now treating patients for chloroquine poisoning. And the Republicans snuck in anti-abortion measures into the China virus bailout bill. Let's see, anti-Chinese hate speech online has skyrocketed since the coronavirus crisis began. Toxic tweets are used, explicit language to accuse Asians of carrying the Chinese virus and blaming people of Asian origin as a collective for spreading the virus. Well, I don't believe to do that with people who are here and don't have anything to do with that. But to the Chinese government over there floating out those conspiracy theories and stuff like that, I do blame. And that's why I'll continue to call it the China virus. A new report says anti-Chinese hate speech on Twitter has skyrocketed by 900% in response to the coronavirus pandemic. The report comes from Israeli artificial intelligence startup Light, which used its technology to search the internet for increases in hate speech, cyberbullying, and general online toxicity. According to our data, racist abuse is being targeted most explicitly against Asians, including Asian Americans, the report says. Toxic tweets are using explicit language to accuse Asians of carrying the China virus and blaming people of Asian origin as a collective spread of the virus. Twitter did not immediately respond to the question about the report. Light's AI-powered system is designed to be used by websites, social networks, and other platforms to protect children from hate speech, bullying, and other toxic content online. Its technology is already being used by government and law enforcement agencies, including a number of police forces in the U.S. The 900% increase is a staggering figure and mirrors a huge spike in offline attacks on Asians during the China virus crisis, a spike that has been at least partly fueled by President Donald Trump's insistence on calling the outbreak the Chinese virus. Well, he said he's going to stop doing that, but I'll continue doing it. Twitter isn't the only online platform seeing a spike in hate speech and anti-Chinese behavior. Light analyzed millions of websites, social networks, teen chatting forums, and gaming sites from December until this week, examining text along line images, videos, and voice recordings to identify increases in hate speech, cyberbullying, and general online toxicity. And more time is spent by young people online. There's been a 70% increase in hate speech between kids and teens using online chat, and a 40% uptick in abusive language on popular gaming platforms such as Discord. Yeah, let's see. China is now blaming a lone U.S. cyclist for Chinese virus. It is deeply concerned that investigators of hate are exploiting this time of crisis to reach out to new audience with their offensive comments, including children. CEO and co-founder of Light told Vice News, big tech companies and hosting providers have a responsibility to filter out online crap, and they must act now. Yeah, a lot of hate sites are going up, and they've received an increase in traffic about 200%. Now I'm going to tell you about a ridiculous theory that had to be commented on by the French government. Cocaine protects against COVID-19. A conspiracy theory possibly conjured up by optimistic partygoers recently confined to their own houses due to self-isolation. The idea that cocaine protects against COVID-19 was first propositioned on Twitter. I'm sure there is a proposition on Twitter that smoking weed will help also.
Damn! All you do is smoke weed!
The original tweet gained so much momentum that the French government were forced to comment, confirming in no uncertain terms that no, cocaine does not protect against COVID-19. Well, another ridiculous theory, drinking cow urine also protects against COVID-19. Next up in the series of substances that are claimed to stop the effects of COVID-19, cow urine. Yep, in India, over 200 people amassed. Not a great idea in itself during social distancing to drink cow urine whilst posing next to a caricature of coronavirus. In Hinduism, cows are considered sacred, with some followers of the religion believing their urine holds medicinal properties. Inevitably, there have been no studies proving that the consumption of cow urine protects against or aids the effects of COVID-19. We'd stick with staying at home and washing your hands. Yes, I would too. Coconut oil also cures COVID-19. Taking the wellness obsession with coconut oil one step further is the coronavirus conspiracy theory that the oil's lauric content can stop the illness. As of yet, no definitive cure or vaccine for China virus has been formulated, and with no factual information on coconut oil's benefits for coronavirus victims, we'd stick to using it in curries and on your scalp for now. Greta Thunberg caused COVID-19 to help with climate change. It would help if I knew who that was. The next conspiracy theory, China virus is a marketing scheme by hand sanitizer companies, with hand washing a key element in the communication around coronavirus prevention. Hand sanitizer has been a meteoric rise from Glastonbury essential to the most sought after item in modern history. As such, the internet has deduced that COVID-19 is in fact a marketing scheme devised by anti-bay gel companies to up sales. Sounds plausible. COVID-19, or the China virus, was created by Netflix to tie in with their new series. Could it be by sheer coincidence, or did Netflix take marketing schemes to the next level by creating COVID-19 to promote their new docuseries Pandemic? The streaming platform's new show discusses how to prevent an outbreak and launch suspiciously around the same time that the global pandemic escalated. Did they invent self-isolation as well? We are watching a lot more TV now. Another one here is Russia has released lions to enforce social distancing. Oh, there's actually a video or something. Russia unleashed more than 500 lions on its streets to ensure that people are staying indoors during the pandemic outbreak. Why don't they put them all in the Kremlin? Just put 500 lions in the Kremlin. Instagram has done it again with a parody account. At looking at this Russian reporting that Russia has released lions in the streets to enforce their self-isolation, despite clearly being entirely untrue. If lions in the street is what it takes to make people to stay at home, perhaps the UK government could consider the scheme. Well, that was it for all the crazy ideas that... Oh, man. I love the cocaine helps the COVID. I would just like to say it is a good thing that the stimulus bill was passed. Maybe the politicians listened to my podcast. Well, I guess I mentioned it on this one. They couldn't have. Before I get on to some more sobering statistics, if you haven't listened to my interview with Kate Nelson, physician's assistant at the Mayo Clinic and has worked in microbiology, you should, because it gives some great ideas. Well, ideas we've heard, but is still bear repeating a lot about the social distancing, washing your hands, stay at home if you can. And stay safe. I mean, over 6 million people have this, and there have been over 30,000 deaths. And I think that is just the beginning. It is time that the medical community around the world cut through some red tape and get something that works out there and not have it so expensive that a lot of people can't afford it. How many more deaths are we going to need to show that this needs to be done before 12 to 18 months? I was told by Kate, once the virus is examined, that a vaccine shouldn't take long to develop, but I don't know. It's just getting totally worse. All because an infected person stepped in that stupid wet market in Wuhan, probably eating his delicacy of an undercooked bat or whatever he did. Fucking idiot. And now the globe has to pay for your fucking diet. I'm going to say that because China has come up with some really stupid stuff on conspiracy theories that, the U.S. military brought it there, a cyclist brought it there to Wuhan, and Russia, their crap they print. Well, I'm going to rant about something else now. How many of you who have I know it's a dwindling number, but a desktop computer? I don't have a SSD desktop because sometimes I use the DVD player. I always like to use a wireless mouse, but now I think I'm just going to use the corded ones again. Because who is the great individual that thought it was so good to redesign how batteries are aligned in a wireless mouse? Because they're a pain in the ass to get out, because they're buried so deep in the mouse, and then the cover is designed so poorly that it takes an extra tool to pry open the cover. Remote controls, they still have the side-by-side batteries. You pop off the cover, and there the batteries are, and you just pop them out. Instead of having to pound your mouse down to get those batteries loose on that, or stick a tool in there to pry them out, I don't know. Maybe there's an easier way to do that, but I haven't found it. It's like not everything needs to be improved on, or what they think is an improvement is really, sometimes it just sucks. So, I don't know. I think I'm just going to stick with corded ones. I don't have to fuck around with batteries. And I've sworn more than I have in practically all my previous episodes, but this virus thing has got me on edge. This apartment complex is a prime spot for someone to catch it. But we have a community room here where they have a morning coffee, but that has been closed off because of the virus. And then there's a little room right off the community room that people are gathering at, where people are closer to each other. So what's the difference? You leave the community room, people are spread out more, and you feel like, gee, do I even want to go out today for anything? And a lot of times I haven't, because you don't know who you're... it's been documented in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and a couple counties east over in Minnesota here from me. And what Kate said was, if you catch this, you're likely going to infect around 2 to 4 people. And I don't want to give anybody this. And I don't want to catch it myself. Yeah, cut the bullshit out and take some chances with the dosage and stuff. On the patients that would die anyway. At worst, if they're going to die, but at best, you might bring them back. it's like this, and then the president bickering with the governors and the press, and I don't know. Somebody needs to take the reins on this. And I would say Cuomo would be the best guy right now, but he is in quarantine because he's either got it or thinks he has it. I don't know. Or Bernie Sanders, you know. I mean, some of his policies we may laugh at, but maybe we in some ways would have been better prepared. Past presidents could have heeded some warnings and started stockpiling stuff for distribution on a nationwide scale. And it's just a worldwide tragedy, this thing. I hope it doesn't get horribly worse, but every time I listen, I can't even listen to the news. It's just so sad. And you feel for the people that have died and the grieving families. Trump signing the bill, I guess, was a good thing, but and ordering some companies to make ventilators. Hopefully that can be retooled in their facilities quickly. I don't know. Maybe something is getting done in Washington. I have a friend who is a trumpeter, and he says, oh, people just think there's nothing being done. And somebody needs to kick somebody in the ass and saying, you know, your people know how to create something that will cure these people. I think that one of the ways using the plasma of a person who's had it and the one who's not sounds promising, because the one who's had it is not as likely to get it again. It is just such a global tragedy. Now I think it is time to warp drive this podcast to the interwebs. You can check out my Facebook page. You can tweet my Twitters at Randy Podcaster. You can email me a comment at randyms12@gmail.com. Question or concern about this show? Tell me you like it, dislike it, hate it, whatever. But if it is good, and say an under 10-minute read, I might read it over the air. But as always, have a pleasant day today and a happy ending tonight.